Unit 5, Lesson 1, Up in Smoke. 500 years ago, you wouldn't have seen anyone growing or smoking tobacco in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, or Asia. Today, however, tobacco is grown in roughly 120 countries, and more than 1 billion people around the world smoke tobacco. 500 years ago, the tobacco plant grew only in the Americas. It was used for a variety of purposes, and it was highly valued. Many Native Americans believed that the tobacco plant had medicinal properties. They smoked and chewed tobacco and rubbed tobacco leaves on their bodies. Some people believed that the leaves of the tobacco plant helped to reduce pain and heal wounds and burns. Others thought tobacco leaves could cure toothaches. In many parts of the Americas, smoking tobacco was also an important part of religious rites and ceremonies. People believed that tobacco made it possible to communicate with the spirits. When the first Spanish explorers arrived in the Americas late in the 15th century, they saw Native Americans smoke drinking, as they called smoking, and they eagerly tried it. When the first Portuguese explorers arrived in the Americas, they encountered Native Americans who used tobacco as snuff rather than smoking it. Snuff is basically finely ground tobacco, which is inhaled through the nose. The Portuguese explorers picked up the snuff habit and exported it to Portugal and much of the rest of the world. The Portuguese were also the first people to cultivate the tobacco plant outside of the Americas. The French ambassador to Portugal, Jean-Nicot de Vimin, called tobacco a cure-all for many illnesses, and in 1560 he sent samples of the tobacco plant to France, where it was given the name Nicotiana in his honor. Tobacco was probably taken to England by Spanish and English explorers, who had learned to smoke it in pipes rather than use it as snuff. People in England were at first frightened by the sight of smoke coming out of a person's mouth. The first smokers there were followed and stared at. Before long, however, pipe smoking was a popular activity. Not everyone in Europe and Asia welcomed the arrival of tobacco and the smoking habit. In Russia, possession of tobacco was forbidden. In Turkey and India, smokers faced the death penalty. The Catholic Pope banned its use in the early 1600s. Both the use and the cultivation of tobacco were banned in Japan in 1609 and in China in 1612. Despite this, smoking gained in popularity. The failure of the bans was due in large part to the fact that governments could make money from the sale of tobacco. For example, King James I of England strongly opposed the use of tobacco, but he often needed money, and taxing imported tobacco was an easy way for him to get it. The use of tobacco in cigarettes didn't become popular until late in the 19th century. Thanks to an effective advertising campaign in the 1880s, cigarette smoking became widespread. Back then, most people thought that cigarettes helped to relieve tension. They didn't believe that cigarettes were harmful to a person's health. In the 20th century, however, doctors began seeing an increasing number of cases of lung cancer, and in 1950, researchers in England reported the first evidence showing a link between smoking and lung cancer. 14 years later, in 1964, the U.S. Surgeon General announced that smoking causes lung cancer. Soon after that, the first warning labels appeared on cigarette packages, and cigarette advertisements were banned from television and radio in England and the United States. The tobacco industry responded by paying filmmakers to show actors and actresses smoking in their movies. Fearing that the health warnings would encourage people to stop smoking, cigarette makers also increased the amount of nicotine in cigarettes to make them more addictive. Today, we know that there are about 4,000 different chemicals in the smoke of an average cigarette. Some of these chemicals are toxic, and at least 60 of them cause cancer. Nicotine, for example, is highly addictive and poisonous, We know that smoking is the leading cause of lung diseases, and it has also been linked to heart disease and other kinds of cancer. There is evidence that smokers have more trouble healing after surgery, and they are at greater risk for post-op complications. In addition to harming smokers, cigarette smoke can have a negative effect on the health of non-smokers occupying the same environment. Researchers think that each year, secondhand smoke may be responsible for about 3,000 lung cancer deaths and 35,000 cases of heart disease among non-smoking adults. And not only adults are affected by inhaling secondhand smoke. The children of parents who smoke are more likely to develop respiratory problems than are children who grow up in a smoke-free environment. While people have been opposed to smoking as far back as the 1600s, there is now an increasing amount of pressure on smokers to kick the habit. In 1993, the state of Vermont in the United States banned smoking in indoor places. It was the first state to do so. Since then, many countries have banned smoking in public places. And in 2004, the country of Bhutan became the first country to ban the sale of all tobacco products. The effectiveness of these bans varies from country to country. In some places, the bans are virtually ignored, while in others, such as the United States, the bans are taken very seriously. Why do people smoke when they know it is bad for their health? According to many researchers, smoking is one of the most difficult habits to break. Mark Twain, the American writer, once said, "To quit smoking is the easiest thing I ever did. I ought to know, because I've done it hundreds of times."